This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. A new director began work at the Kalamazoo Public Library this summer. Ryan Weber previously served as director of the Van Buren District Library, and before that, the Otsego District Library. In August, he began work as the director of the Kalamazoo Public Library. Ryan Weber, thank you for being with us.
You're welcome, and it's great to be here.
So tell us a little bit about yourself. Where did you grow up?
Sure. I grew up in Lansing. My family is originally from the Clinton County area. I have a lot of family in St. John's, and even before then, folks came from Westphalia and Fowler area.
And where'd you go to college?
I attended Lansing Community College for a couple years, and then I transferred to Western Michigan, where I got a degree in public history, and then discovered that I couldn't get a job or the career path that I wanted with just my degree in public history, but I was motivated at archival work and found out that if I got a library science degree, I could further enhance my future career and look towards a path that would lead me to museum work or archives work. So I went to Wayne State and got a library science degree.
At what point did you figure out that actually what you wanted to do was work at libraries?
Well, I have to admit, it wasn't working in a public library that kind of led me to this field. It was that track of getting my archival administration background and education at a library science program. And in Wayne State and the U of M here in Michigan both have great programs that develop that interest for people. And I started out my career working at the Detroit Institute of Arts as a librarian, but it was in a special library, and there was a lot of work in archives, archival management there. And then that led me to Cranbrook Educational Community in Bloomfield Hills, where I was an archivist there for a few years. But what happened was our family was growing. My wife and I, we were expecting our third child. And at that point, we were far from home, far from Lansing, or my wife is from the Kalamazoo area. And we wanted to get back over to this side of the state. And I decided at that point, and that was in the winter of 1999. And I remember that winter very well because it was a bad one in terms of storms and heavy snow and living over on the east side of the state. We just all of a sudden we were wishing to come back and be closer to family. So at that point, I was ready to take any job, and I started looking at library jobs and soon discovered that the Otsego District Library was looking for a new director. And I applied, I got that job, and my first day working there as director was my first day working in a public library.
I think people will find it interesting that a harsh winter got you to move to West Michigan, where the winters actually tend to be a little bit harsher.
That's true. I hadn't thought of that. But yeah, that was one of the components that drove us to want to come home, was the repercussions of that particular winter and the fact that our third child was on its way.
So do you see similarities in being a director where you have been Van Buren District Library, Otsego District Library, and Kalamazoo Public Library? I mean, how much is being a library director a portable sort of skill that you can take from one place to another?
Well, I think it is a portable skill, but I mean, at the root of what we do, we serve our communities, and we're trying to provide a basic need for many people and a recreational need for others. But at the heart of what we do is we're trying to provide the best service for our community, no matter where that's at, whether you're in a mixed rural and suburb kind of community like Otsego or more of a very rural community like Van Buren County in many cases. And then when you come to Kalamazoo, hey, it's a little bit different ballgame in terms of makeup and population, but we're still working hard and trying to do our best to make sure that we meet the needs of everyone who lives within the entire community.
And so how do you see it being different in Kalamazoo? What do you think that the library does here that may be a little different from what it's done in Otsego or at the Van Buren District Library?
Sure. Well, what I love about Kalamazoo is our tremendous outreach to the community. We have an incredible pool of talent on our staff. We have staff members who feel that need to make inroads to their neighborhoods, to their communities, and not only show them what libraries can do, but look to residents and community members and understand where they're coming from, their life perspective. And, you know, whether it's library programming or a diversity of collections, I think we work really hard at the Kalamazoo Public Library to be more than just a public library in the sense that we're providing more than just books, but looking at where folks are coming from.
Your background, as you mentioned, is in history, and I wonder if you see public libraries playing a maybe larger role in preserving local history and kind of keeping that record of what has happened in a community.
Yeah, and maybe you know, maybe you don't, but we have an excellent resource at the Kalamazoo Public Library, our local history department, named after the Clarence Miller family, is a tremendous resource. And it's known widely, not just here in Southwest Michigan, but I believe across the Midwest and even the country in terms of, again, our staffing and the history behind how that all came about. And in terms of, you know, we have a wonderful historical legacy here in Kalamazoo and Kalamazoo County, and being closely associated with a university environment, we have a lot of records and a lot of families who have contributed to the local history collections here at the Kalamazoo Public Library. But our resource on the second floor at the downtown central branch is used quite a bit, and it's not only something that you can use in person, but it receives heavy usage on our website.
Are libraries adapting right now and changing in much the same way that media organizations like this one are having to adapt and change, perhaps because people's habits are moving in different directions when it comes to how they take in and process information, you know, digital media and social media, et cetera?
Well, absolutely. And I mentioned this briefly a minute ago, but the idea that public libraries traditionally are a place where people walk into or drive to in order to check out a book. That still happens, of course, and we still love it when folks do that. But more and more, year by year, month by month, that changes in the sense that more folks are more mobile. They seem to be busier, and they need that convenience. They need that convenience of accessing something online. Books are always going to be important. Our circulation of print books continues to go down every year, but at the same time, our patrons' reliance on digital materials and downloadable books or audiobooks or even movies and music continues to rise. And that's where we see a lot of the adaptation or reliance on what we provide in terms of collections. That's where that change is taking place. But on another level, and I mentioned this too earlier, the fact that we don't just sit back and wait for people to come in. We have to be out there more. We have so many outreach efforts in order not to make sure that the library is a busy place or a relevant place, but we feel obliged to assist families and schools and neighborhoods, not only be aware of what we have, but improve literacy efforts. We believe that getting books into the hands of kids, especially from birth to five, is such an important thing. And it's for the development of the brain and for getting kids prepared by the time they reach school, that they're at an even playing level. And we believe that libraries, the Kalamazoo Public Library, has a big role in that.
So does that mean getting out more, you know, away from the library branches and the library buildings themselves and finding, you know, the kids out there and saying, you know, hey, here's an opportunity to read this book or that book, et cetera?
Yeah, just a couple examples. We have a great program going on right now where we're outreaching, but in the sense that we're collaborating with the Kalamazoo Public Schools. And every first grade class, and this has been going on for many years, every first grade class comes into the library to be introduced to what we do, and they all receive a library card. That's going on right now. And then they'll come in again later this fall for a second visit and get tours, and then a third visit during their first grade year in the springtime. So we're really trying to make them feel comfortable and welcome in the library setting, but also see what that benefit is to reading, not only for kids, but their parents, and oftentimes young families need that reintroduction to the value of a public library. But as far as our outreach goes, we have a specific example of one of our branches, a lead librarian at the Washington Square branch. His name is Steve Siebers. He has difficulty in getting young families, caregivers to come into his library for story time. So he'll go out. He'll take his vehicle out and stick on a big sticker that says KPL, Kalamazoo Public Library, and go visit local preschools and caregivers, both private and public, and bring story times out to families.
Do you see, and I know there's this sort of general belief that you might hear shared from time to time that people just really don't read anymore. As someone who's in the library universe, are people still reading and maybe doing it in some different ways?
Oh, definitely. I think people still love books. They still enjoy reading. I think what we're seeing, though, is, again, because of the advancement of technology and the ease and convenience that our mobile devices have, that does have a serious effect on especially younger people growing up in this digital age where the idea of coming into a building to check out a book and then to sit there patiently, read that book and turn page by page is not only difficult, but for many, a foreign idea. So that is something that we will constantly be struggling with as we move forward. But it gives us the motivation and that challenge to make a difference and to show young families and kids why it's important not only to hold a book, but at least to make sure that we're still reading. And not only reading for homework or reading for purpose of accomplishing an assignment, but reading for pleasure. That's where we learn. That's where we not only learn about the world, but we learn how to enjoy life around us, to take the time and to turn a page and read a book.
Is technology at the point where somebody can borrow an ebook, and have it downloaded onto some device, and you ensure that they are in fact borrowing it and not keeping it there forever?
Oh, yeah, and that's been around for a few years. We have a product, and most libraries across the country have the same product. It's an ebook service, ebook collection called OverDrive. And when you go to our library's website, you can sign up for it. If you're a resident and a borrower of Kalamazoo Public Library, then you have access to thousands of ebooks and audio books online and a great selection. And yes, when it's downloaded, it's a pretty simple process, and there is a due date still. And once that due date hits, you have to return the item, or it will be returned automatically for you anyways. So yeah, that old-fashioned mechanism is still there in today's newer technology.
How important are some of the events that the library does, such as Reading Together, or sometimes having authors come and visit and talk about their books, some of the family events you have? How important are those for, as you say, trying to be that resource in the community that people turn to?
Very important. It's not only a way to get people into the library to see what we do and see what the library provides for their tax dollars, but it is a way that it reinforces what libraries are all about. I mentioned the fact that we provide a great service in terms of our outreach efforts, in terms of our collections. But libraries today, through their programming efforts, have become bigger and more reliable community resources, community centers, where it's a place where you can go and use one of our spaces to quietly study, or maybe not so quietly study if you want to have a group homework assignment collaboration effort, or share ideas. And that's what oftentimes our programs lead to. It's a sharing of ideas and discussing relevant topics, anything that's current. And it's not only the libraries or the library that brings in authors or different events. It's our community partners and our residents who have great ideas for worthwhile programs.
If we're looking at the future of public libraries, do you have a sense of what the next big thing is?
Yeah, I think that it's still important for us to make sure that we reach as many people as possible. Where our library system here in Kalamazoo is well supported, not only through our residents' taxpayer dollars, but I hear every day from patrons, people I meet, colleagues, how well folks love their Kalamazoo Public Library. But we know we're not reaching everybody. We know that there are still a lot of people who would never consider coming into one of our branches. And to me, that's a big motivator. And we need to work on removing barriers as well. There are still a lot of reasons why those families don't step foot in the library, whether it's cultural or language differences or the fear of owing money, you know, large sums of money if they have outstanding long-term fine balances. We need to find ways to convince our local residents why it's important that we see them back in the library, because we want them in the library, and we're a welcoming place.
So does that mean once in a while granting an amnesty on fines that are owed, or maybe some sort of an agreement to make it more affordable?
We are always willing to work out overdue fines and to work with families. And yes, we're always looking at ways to remove those barriers, even when it comes to financial barriers.
Now, you've also mentioned a couple of times there are taxpayer dollars that go to support this. The Kalamazoo Gazette recently wrote about how the court fines that are levied go to libraries. And you were quoted in this story saying that that's, you know, a source of funding you do rely on. And I guess that just made me think about the whole financial system of public libraries. Is it stable going forward? Do you have to keep reexamining that as well?
Yeah, I think with any governmental unit, the library, the district library, is a unit of government, and we rely heavily. I think in Kalamazoo, it's about 80 to 85% of our revenue comes from tax dollars. So we don't have a millage in perpetuity. It's a millage that is renewed. We have a couple of them that go, I believe, for 10 years or so. And when those come up for renewal, we have to prove continually to our taxpayers the value of the library and why they should support a new millage. But yes, we also rely on penal fines. Penal fines are those traffic tickets that folks get if there's a traffic infraction. Then part of that goes to the courts and part of that goes to the libraries, and that goes way back to our state constitution, and it's an old and reliable method of library funding. But legislatively, there are always pulls and tugs from other outside agencies or groups that try to take that away from libraries. And we're always fighting to make sure that we can retain that and keep library funding at least at a consistent level and a predictable level. But it's always the library's jobs and the library board's jobs to make sure that we're spending wisely and providing what our community wants.
Ryan Weber is the director of the Kalamazoo Public Library. He started that job on August 1st. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans.